Today's daf is Menachos daf Ayin Dalit. Today's shir is once again sponsored as Chusar for Shalema for Sarah Rivka Bas Hindaleya Shishav Rufor Shalema Besoch Shar Chole Yisrael. So we are holding on daf Ayin Gimel and Beis. We're at the two dots at the about 10 lines from the end of the page. On Ayin Gimel and Beis, we're about to begin discussing the Shita of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon is one in our Mishnah who said, unlike the Tanakama who thought that since by the Minchas Kohen, the Mincha of a Kohen, the whole thing gets burned anyway, so there's no point in taking a Kemitzah, since the whole purpose of the Kemitzah is to separate from the Kemitzah which gets burned and the Shiraim which gets eaten. But if the whole thing's going to get burned anyway, Tanakama said, so there's no Kemitzah. Rabbi Shimon says, no, you do a Kemitzah and then you burn it separately from the Shiraim. The whole thing gets burnt, but the Kemitzah gets burnt and the Shirayim gets burnt. So the first Amud of today's daf, Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph, is pretty much entirely about the Shita of Rabbi Shimon. First we're going to discuss where Rabbi Shimon knows this from, what the source for Rabbi Shimon is, and we'll discover that there are two different sources to allow the Kohen to bring his own Korban Mincha, because in that the context of that conversation we're going to happen to mention that if a Kohen decides that he wants to bring his own Korban Mincha, he gets to do all the Avodah on his own Korban Mincha. But we're going to have two sources for that idea, why we need two sources for that idea. We're going to discuss how Rabbi Shimon's own son, Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, partially disagreed with the Shita of Rabbi Shimon, and what the Rabbanan do with Rabbi Shimon's pasuk. I mean, Rabbi Shimon has a source, so what do the Rabbanan do with the source of Rabbi Shimon? And then Amud Beis, we're going to have a new Mishnah on the top of Amud Beis, and the entire Amud Beis is a set, or at least Mishnah to Mishnah on Amud Beis, is about karbanos that are entirely burnt on the Mizbeach, or entirely for Kohanim. Those, meaning most karbanos have some sort of mixture of both, that part of it gets eaten, and part of it gets burnt on the Mizbeach, or part of it gets given to Kohanim, even if not eaten, even if it's just the or of a karbanola, for example. But you have certain karbanos that are entirely on the Mizbeach, and other karbanos that entirely go to Kohanim. So that's going to be Amud Beis. So let's begin on the bottom of Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Beis, about 10 lines from the bottom of the page. Rabbi Shimon Omer Minchas Chote Shel Kohanim. So we said that according to Rabbi Shimon, a Minchas Chote of a Kohen gets a Kemitzah, but you bring the Kemitzah on its own, and you bring the Shirayim on their own. And Rabbi Shimon is cholik on the Tanakama. Tanakama holds that Minchas Chote Shel Kohanim is like any other Minchas Kohen, where there is no Kemitzah at all, and the whole thing doesn't get eaten, the entire thing gets burnt on the Mizbeach. So Minani Mili, how does each Shita in Tanayim know their opinion? Where do they see it in a Pasuk? So the Tanu Rabbanan, the Braisa, elaborates on the Pasuk about a Minchas Chote, where the Pasuk says, V'hoysa l'Kohen Kamincha, that the Minchas Chote of a Kohen is like a Mincha. Shetei Avodasa K'shei Rabo. So the Tan of the Braisa says, that means that the Kohen is allowed to bring his own korban. He's allowed to do the avoda of his own korban. V'haisa l'Kohen means that if the minchas chote that you have belongs to a kohen, it's a kohen's minchas chote, then it is kamincha. It's like any other minchas nedava where he's allowed to bring it on his own. So says Gemara, ata omer shetei avodasa k'shei rabo. Are you sure that's what the pasuk is teaching me? That he gets to do the avoda on his own minchas chote? Oein vel lahati minchas chote shel kohanim. Maybe the pasuk is telling me that minchas chote of kohanim is mutar ba'achila. It's like the shirayim of a minchas chote of Yisrael. You can eat the shirayim of minchas chote of kohanim. You can also eat. And what the pasuk is telling me is vayisa l'kohen, if the kohen brings this mincha, it should be kamincha, like a mincha of Yisrael. Not that we're saying the mincha schote of a kohen should be like any other mincha of a kohen. No, we're saying it should be like the mincha schote of Yisrael, where the shirayim gets eaten. Umani mekayim b'chol minchas kohen kalil tiyeh lo seyachel. And then what do I do with the pasuk that says that any mincha of a kohen is entirely burnt and doesn't get eaten at all? That's minchas nidvaso. That's if a kohen decides as to volunteer a korban mincha. But when he brings a mincha chote, maybe ain't a chinami. The shirayim gets eaten. Aval chavaso teina echelas. Maybe when he brings a minchas chova, the shirayim gets eaten. So Tamil Omar, that's why the pasuk says, v'hoysa l'kohen ka mincha. And the implication of the pasuk is that we're talking about the kohen himself, makish chavasa l'nedvaso, that we're linking the minchas chova and the minchas nedava of a kohen as far as the kohen himself is concerned. Ma nedvaso eina ne'echeles, just like the nedava, minchas nedava does not get eaten and there's no kmitza because it's kalil tia, so av chavasa eina ne'echeles, so too the minchas chova of a kohen does not get eaten and therefore there is no kmitza from it either. That's the shita of the Tanakhama, that all from the pasuk we see that a minchas chote of a kohen, there's no kmitza because it's like a minchas nedava of a kohen, where there's no kmitza, the entire thing is going to be burnt. What about Rabbi Shimon? Amar Rabbi Shimon, v'chinemar v'hoysal ha-kohen k'minchaso. Does it say k'minchaso, which would be mashma, that we are makish the chova to the nedava? V'alolo nemar ela k'mincha. It doesn't say k'minchaso, it says k'mincha, so it must be that we're dashing that it should be like the mincha, that it's not like his own carbon mincha, it's like a mincha in general. So what's the pasuk teach me? El lahakish minchas chote shel kohanim k'minchas chote shel Yisrael. We're not linking a minchas chote of kohanim to another mincha of a kohen k'minchaso. No, we're being makish a minchas chote of kohanim to a minchas chote of Yisrael. Ma minchas chote shel Yisrael nekmetzas, just like there's a kmitza done by a minchas chote shel Yisrael, af minchas chote shel kohanim nekmetzas. So Rabbi Shimon says, you see from here that you do a kmitza on a minchas chote shel kohanim, even though it's not going to get eaten. So says Gemara, I ma minchas chote shel Yisrael nekmetzas v'shira ne'chalin. How far are you going to take this comparison between the minchas chote shel kohen and the minchas chote shel Yisrael? You know, by the minchas chote shel Yisrael, yes, you do a kmitza and then you eat the shirayim. So af minchas chote shel kohanim nekmetzas v'shira ne'chalin. Would you say the same thing by minchas chote shel kohanim? That yes, you do a kmitza, and then you also eat the shirayim. Tamalomar la kohen kamincha, la kohen kamincha, v'lo leishim kamincha. That's what we make the drasha, that it's la kohen kamincha, not leishim kamincha. Meaning, as far as the avoda that the kohen does, the minchas kohen has the same din as the minchas Yisrael, that they both get a kmitza. But as far as the chelak hamizbeach, well, that's different. The minchas chote shel kohen is going to be different than the minchas chote shel Yisrael. The minchas chote shel Yisrael, only the kometz gets burnt on the mizbeach. The minchas chote shel kohanim, the entire thing is going to be burnt on the mizbeach. Ha ketzad. So kometz karav ba'atzmo, v'shirayim kraven ba'atzman. So what do you do with the minchas chote shel kohen? You do a kmitza, but then you burn the kometz on its own, you burn the shirayim on its own. And whatever's left over, so all of it is burnt, even the shirayim gets burnt on the mizbeach. So that is the Braisa. So the Braisa essentially showed us where the Tanakhama gets his shita, where Rabbi Shimon gets his shita. That the Tanakhama says that there is no kmitza whatsoever by a minchas chote shel kohen, and Rabbi Shimon holds that yes, there is a kmitza, it's just that both parts then get burnt on the mizbeach. So the Gemara starts discussing the drasha that the Tanakhama made. So ask the Gemara, Hashate avodasa ksherabo. With this halacha that we mentioned, that a kohen is allowed to be makriv his own minchas chote, that he decides, it's my karban, I'm a kohen, let me do the avoda on my own karban. Mehacha nafka, mehasam nafka. Is it really derived from this pasuk? Isn't there a separate drasha about this? Minayin la kohen shabo umakriv karbanosa b'chol eis, u'b'chol shor shiyirtza. How do I know that a kohen could bring makriv his own karbanos? It's not his mishmar, it's not his besav, it's not his turn, but it's his karban. So since it's his karban, he has the right to say, I want to bring my own karban. How do I know that that's true, that he's allowed to do that? Tamalomer, the pasuk says, Uva b'chol avas nafsho v'sheres. That we skip some words in the pasuk. The pasuk actually says, V'chiyavo ha-levi mi'achad sharecha mi'kol Yisrael asher hugarsham Uva v'chol avas nafsho elamakom asher yivchar Hashem v'sheres. But the point is the same, that he comes whenever he wants, and he could do v'sheres, he could do the avoda. So the kohen, whenever he is interested to come and be makriv of his own karbanos, he's permitted to do that. It happens to be this same pasuk is used elsewhere in Shas for two other drushos. So you have to figure out how we can make three drushos from the same pasuk. In the very end of Masechta Sukkah, on Daf Nun Hayam Beis, the Gemara darshins that by the Karbonos HaRegalim, all the Kohanim are Shavim. When it comes to the Karbonos HaRegalim, we forget about whose Mishmar it is, whose Besav. All the Kohanim have equal equal take in the Karbonos of the Regalim, and we learn it out from this Pasuk, B'chalav Asnaf Shav Sheres. And in Mesachas Erech, in Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, the Gemara darshins the Shiras HaLeviyim Min HaTorah, the Shireis B'Shem Hashem. What's a Shiras B'Shem? Zuhi Shira. That's the Shira of the Leviyim. So that's what the Achronim work on, to try to figure out which word in the Pasuk teaches me that a Kohen can bring his own Karbonos, which word in the Pasuk teaches me that the Karbonos HaRegalim are all the Kohanim are Shavim, and which word in the Pasuk teaches me the notion of Shira. But it must be different elements of the Pasuk that teach me all of those dinim. So the Aruch Lenard discusses it, and others discuss it as well. But bottom line is, over here we have a kasha, because over here we said that we learned from the Pasuk that Rabbi Shimon used, we learned from the Pasuk V'haysa LaKohen Kamincha, at least the Rabbanan learned from that Pasuk, Shatei Avodosek Sheirabo, that the Kohen can volunteer to do the Avoda on his own Karbanos. But now we see that there's this other Pasuk, that teaches us that he can bring his own Karbanos. Why do I need two Pesukim to tell me the same din? Says Marna, Ime Hasam, Hava Amina Hani Mili, Dover She'in Ba Al Chet. If I only had I would say, yeah, when he didn't do anything wrong, he's not bringing a carbon for an Avera, he's bringing some other carbon that has nothing to do with an Avera. So good, he didn't do anything wrong, let him bring his carbon, let him do the Avoda. But when he dafka sinned, what, he should get to be able to do the Avoda when he did an Avera? Maybe that we wouldn't say. So that's why the Pasuk dafka by Minchas Chote tells me that he still gets to choose to do the Avoda even on the Minchas Chote. Says Gemara, but Hanami mehachanafka mehasanafka. Even that idea that a kohen is makriv a mincha that's ba'al chait, that he's able to be makriv do the avoda on a mincha that's ba'al chait, we don't really learn it from this pasuk. We learn it from a different brisa, quotes a different pasuk. Pasuk says v'chiper a kohen al nefesh hashogeges bechet o bishkaga. So since it says a nefesh hashogeges, why does it then have to say bechet o bishkaga? Nefesh hashogeges means it was done b'shogeg. Bechet o bishkaga means it was on Meshogeg. Melamed Shakoin Meschaper Alidei Atzmo. The repeat of the word Shogeg teaches me that the Kohen is Mechaper Al Nefesh HaShogeges, even if it's Nefesh HaShalatzmo, even if he is the Nefesh HaShogeges. That's Chata Bishkaga, that he's the one that was Chote Bishkaga. So you see from there that the Kohen gets to do the Avoda on a Karban that is Mechaper for an Avera. So says Mar Ime Ehu Havamina Hani. Yeah, that pasuk would tell me he could do it for an avera, but I would think only for an avera that he did bishogeg. Avol b'mezid lo, but I would still naturally assume the kohen cannot be makriv his own karbon when he did an avera b'mezid. So kamash malan, that's why the Tan has to tell me our additional drasha, that even if the karbon is being brought for a chet b'mezid, he can still bring his own carbon. The svara to be mechalik between shogeg and mezid, I think, is pretty obvious. No, that by mezid you would say zevach rishayim toeva, that zevach of a rasha is a toeva. So there's a havamina to say someone who doesn't have air b'shogeg, he's not called a rasha, so he's allowed to be makriv of the carbon. Someone who doesn't have air b'mezid, he's a rasha, so he's not kosher to be makriv a carbon. L'chora, though, one could argue that it's not really about the shame rasha, because by virtue of the fact that he's bringing a carbon, he's showing that he's doing tshuva. He hasn't complete, the avera hasn't been erased yet. So I think there's a big yesod that I think people sometimes miss. There's a difference between being a tzaddik and having done full tshuva, meaning the shame rasha goes away when a person stops doing averas. Meaning, even if he hasn't gone through the steps of tshuva that are necessary to erase the avera, so that's in the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ledger. You know, the cheshbon up in Shemayim. You know, when the avera is erased. You know, the mashal, the Gemara in Kiddushin, the famous Gemara. You know, guy is mekadish nisha almanas shani tzadik gamur. Almanas then that I'm a tzadik gamur. So mekadeshes. Why Shemi here tshuva belibo? Here tshuva belibo. What does that do with anything? Here tshuva. That's not the tshuva process. You need charata, kabbalah, lasid, vidui, and he didn't have any of that. He just but the fact that a person has aziva sachet and he's no longer someone that's what the Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara in Sanhedrin discusses if you have a person who's pasul le'edus, so what does he have to do in order to be kosher le'edus? Let's say he was pasul le'edus because he was selling nevelus and treifus. Come on, the son, it happens sometimes. You have a kosher butcher or whatever, and they catch that he sells nevelus and treifus. So what does he have to do? So nowadays it's impossible to ever do tshuva, to ever go back in business again to open a butcher shop. But it used to be before there was Google, before you could find anybody in any place on this earth, that he would go to a place where no one recognizes him, and he would open his business, and we would see that he throws away all the nevelus and that he's willing to lose money on the nevelus. But how do you know that he did tshuva? We know inside that he actually did a real tshuva. No, we just see that he's not doing it anymore. You see that's enough to change the person's status. So I was discussing last Tuesday, before the Tuesday night shiur, so David Lichtenstein was here, and he was telling me that he was doing a radio show on whether Brett Kavanaugh, if he was a Jew, you know, what would we say about a Jew who you wanted to appoint as a dayan, and 30 years ago there are rumors about him. Would you say, no, that person can't be a dayan, be Yisrael? So I thought just the fact that 30 years of without a peep, you know, 30 years of nothing, so that indicates that the person's not a Rasha, which may be all you need, meaning he says, but he never did tshuva. I'm not sure that you need tshuva. I don't know that you need, in order to take away the shame Rasha. It could be for a minoy like that, maybe you do need tshuva, but I'm not sure that you need, or it could be that even tshuva doesn't help for a minoy like that if there's really such terrible rumors. Okay, we're not getting into that topic, but so the Gemara says that there's a havamina to be mechalek between if he did b'mezid versus if he did b'shogeg, that if he did b'mezid, then maybe I would have thought the kohen doesn't get to do his own avoda, so kamash malan that he does. Says more b'mezid hechi mishkachasla. You don't bring korbanos when you do averus b'mezid. What are you talking about? He's doing his avoda when he did an avera b'mezid. Says more, sure you do. Bizdon shavua. Let's say a person takes a shavua that he doesn't know edus about somebody else, and it turned out that he told a lie. So even in a case of mezid, he would bring a korban in such a case. In krisus taf tes, we list four different averos for which, if you do them even b'mezid, you bring a karban, just like if you were to have done it b'shogeg. One is baal shivcha charufa. Shivcha charufa is a chetzi shivcha, chetzi baskarin, that's mi'u'edes le'eved ivri, that's designated for an eved ivri. He's the only one that's able to marry someone who's chetzi shivcha, chetzi baskarin, or a nazir that became tamei b'mezid, or shvuas ha'edus, which is the example we gave in our Gemara, or shvuas ha'pikadon. Right, so in those four cases, there's an aveira that was done b'mezid, and yet you bring a carbon. Tanya idach, we have another braisa, which is going to introduce a third shita. So far we had the shita of the Rabbanan, the shita of Rabbi Shimon, that minchas chotev kohen, the Rabbanan held no kmitza at all. Rabbi Shimon holds yes kmitza, but you burn both the kmitza and the shirayim on the mizbeach. Now we're going to see a third shita. So tanya idach, Rabbi Shimon omer, minchas chotev shokar nekmetz esvah komitz kar b'fnatzman v'shirayim krem b'fnatzman. So no surprise there. Rabbi Shimon still holds what Rabbi Shimon holds. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Omer, but Rabbi Elazar, his son holds Hakometz Karvatzma Vashirayim Mispasma Vesadashen. That yes, you do Kmitza like his father held, but instead of saying that you burn both the Kmitza and the Shirayim on the Mizbeach, he says, no, you only burn the Shirayim on the Mizbeach, you only burn the Kmitza on the Mizbeach, rather, the Shirayim gets scattered on the Beis Hadashen. So it says in our Amr Rabbi Chia Bar Abba, Havi Bar Rabbi Yochanan, Beis Hadashen Dehecha. So Rabbi Yochanan was working on this sheet of Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon. What Beis Hadashen? Where are you talking about? Where is there a pile of ashes that you're going to scatter the Shirayim on? If you're talking about the ashes that are on top of the Mizbeach, where they piled, they had something called the Tapuach, which was a pile of ashes on the Mizbeach. Hainu Avua. That's exactly what his father holds. That Rabbi Shimon also holds that you makrav the Shirayim on top of the Mizbeach. Now one might have argued that no, Rabbi Shimon holds that you makrav on the Makom HaMa'aracha, where you have the wood wood that's burning, so you burn the shirayim there. And Rabbi Lazar Birabi Shimon holds that you put it on the tapuach. So the Rishonim already explained that no, you can't say that that's the difference between them, because Rabbi Shimon also holds that you're makriv on the tapuach, because it says kraven bifnei atzman. What does kraven bifnei atzman mean? Not just at a different time, but in a different place. Well, if the kmitza is already being put on the maracha, so where is the shirayim being put? It must be that Rabbi Shimon holds that the shirayim is put on the tapuach. So that can't be what Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon holds, that the shirayim is scattered on the tapuach, on the pile of ashes on top of the mizbeach. The idilamata, and if he means the beis hadesh, and that's on the bottom, and not on the mizbeach, on the floor of the azara to the east of the ramp of the mizbeach, where they would bring the chumas hadesh in every single day. So yesh chadav shakarv lamata. Do you ever find a karban that's hukrav on the ritzpas ha'azara? So amalei Rabbi Abba dilma liibud. Maybe what Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon means that it goes on the beis hadesh shalamata doesn't mean that you're doing it as a hakrava of a karban. It means that it's supposed to go liibud, but this is where it goes liibud, in the pile of ashes that's on the floor of the azara where you do the chumas hadesh. So achiku alei v'chiyesh chadav shakarev liibud. So they laughed at him. They said, do you ever find something or part of a korban that you're mafreshit l'charchila al menas la'avdo? That that's what you're doing? You're being mafresh this korban l'charchila so that it should go li'ibud? You know, you do have, the Tosos points out, that you do have the shtei alechem, if they're ever brought without the kvasim, without the kivsei atzeres, so we had a sheet on daf mem vav, that it goes li'ibud l'charchila. That if you bring the shtei alechem and you don't have kivsei atzeres, the shtei alechem l'charchila goes li'ibud. But that whole situation is not l'charchila. The shtei alechem is supposed to come with kivsei atzeres. But do you ever have a situation where this is how you do the karban l'charchila, that you're doing a hakrava li'ibud? That's what they couldn't believe, that there would ever be such a thing. So the Gemara brings that there's a gezeres hakasav that you bring it to the Beis Hadesh, and that's the mata, and it goes li'ibud in order to support Rabbi Abba's understanding that it's that it's holich li'ibud on the Beis Hadesh. So they can laugh all they want. They mock him and they laugh at him. But the Gemara says, Tani avod Rabbi Avin, kol min chaskoin kalil tia lo seachel, la achila hikashtia, velo ledavar acher. So we can explain exactly how we get this drasha. But what the drasha is telling us is that there's a hekesh between the minchas chavitin and a minchas chova, the minchas chavitin that's mentioned previously in the parsha, and a minchas chova of a kohen. And the brisa is darshaning that a minchas kohen is only linked to the minchas chavitin as far as the fact that you do not eat it, but not as far as its hakrava is concerned. The minchas chavitin is nekreves. The minchas chote is not nekreves. You do a kmitza, and the shirayim are holich liibud on the base. So you see that the Braisa holds that it's a gzeres hakasuv. So that's what Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon must hold. So don't be mocking it, don't laugh at it. There's such a drasha from a pasuk that the Braisa makes. In general, I think we've mentioned many times in the past, whenever you have such an expression, achikwale, they laughed at him, that's not nice at all. Where were their midos? You know, derech eretz kadmon al Torah. Well, how is it that that Amoraim were so nasty to each other sometimes? They were so mean to each other. Not only that, Rishonim also sometimes said some awful things. What sound like awful things to each other. So there is a tshuva in Chavos Ya'ir. The Chavos Ya'ir in Simon Kufman Beis writes that the Amoraim use lashonos that sometimes seem extremely harsh, but they're not really harsh, because it's all about what the person who is saying them, the intention of the person who is saying them. You know, sometimes you have a person who can get away with saying certain things because you know that it's coming purely from a place of love, that it's not coming at all from any sense of gaiva, from any sense of trying to put the other person down. They're just it's coming purely so they can say things in a sharper way than someone else, than someone that you don't know loves you can say things. So that's the Chavos Ya'ir says. That's what you find. You know, for example, he gives the example that comes up in Yevamos. Kinayim v'shach. That Rav must have said this when he was half asleep. So he's saying that was coming from that wasn't a zilzal. Rav was saying, Adrabah, if I'm understanding it correctly, this is not something that fits the normal great maila that Rav normally has. It's something that seems to be subpar for Rav's normal statement. So it must be he was having an off day when he said that. But not mitoch kas, not mitoch gaiva, not mitoch gavos haruach. And he says sometimes We find that they say such things even about people who are greater than them, but they weren't makbid about it at all. Meaning, this was something that was widely accepted. So that's al Chavisari, and he tries to show a lot of the expressions that are used are not really such terrible expressions. They don't really mean such terrible things. Okay, but anyway, so back in the Gemara, so Maika Amar, we quoted that there's a drasha from the pasuk Kol Minchas Kohen Kalil Tiyeh Lo Se'achel that tells me that the shirayim of a minchas chote of a kohen could be thrown away. It goes le'ibud. So, Micah, where do you get that from the pasuk? The pasuk that you're darshaning, about the minchas chote says kalil tiyeh. Kalil tiyeh sounds like it's got to be burnt entirely on the mizbech. Where do you see in that pasuk that it's holich li'ibud, that the shirayim are holich li'ibud? So Rabbi Hachi Kamar, here's how you dash in the pasuk. The pasuk is talking about two separate karbanos. Otherwise, it should have said only kalil tiyeh, and I would understand that you don't eat it. Why does it have to say lo se'achel and kalil tiyeh? So it's telling me two separate karbanos. Kol minchas kohen lo se'achel chavaso. Any minchas kohen, even a minchas chov of a kohen, doesn't get eaten. Kalil tiyeh nidvaso, and kalil tiyeh is when he brings a minchas nidava. So when it says lo se'achel, that's talking about his minchas chova that it doesn't get eaten. And what do you do with it? What do you do with it? The shirayim is holich li'ibud. Like we said, kalil tiyeh, that's when he brings a minchas nidava, where even the shirayim is muktar on the mizbeach. So Amalei Rava, sakina charifa mafska krai. He says, what kind of knife? Where do you get such a knife? Is that, you know, that you can cut psukim up like that and say that two halves of the pasuk are talking about two totally separate topics? They don't sell such knives in the local stores. Elo Amarava Kol Minchas Kohen Kalil Tiyeh Nidvaso V'Lo Se'achel Chavaso. So the way Rava darshan's pasuk, same result, he just darshan's it a little differently. Kol Minchas Kohen is hukash to the Minchas Chavitin, but there's a chiluk between Menachos. Every mincha is hukash to the Minchas Chavitin, which is mentioned previously in the pasuk, but in a different sense. Kalil tiyeh is as far as nedavos are concerned, and lo se'achel is as far as chovos are concerned. So in this way, you don't have to cut the pasuk in half, because the entire pasuk is all being hukash to the minchas chavitin, just different elements of the minchas chavitin. That minchas chavitin is also lo se'achel, it's also kula, it's also kalil tiyeh, but when it comes to the minchas kohen, only his nedavos kalil tiyeh is entirely burnt on the mizbeach. His chova is not entirely burnt, it's just lo se'achel. But it's holich le'ibud. Says Marve Epochana, how do I know that it's the nedava that's lo se'achel and it's the chova that's kalil tiyeh? Maybe it's the opposite. So says Mar, no. Mistavra nedvaso havle the rebuye. It's more mistavra that the minchas nedava is the one that's entirely burnt because it's therefore is completely comparable to the minchas chavitin because it's very similar to the minchas chavitin shekein tadira. You could be misnadev every day like the minchas chavitin is brought every single day. So it's something that's more constant as opposed to Minchas Chova, which is a Minchas Chote, you don't have every day, hopefully. And Lo Chati, a Minchas Nedava does not come for an Avera, just like a Minchas Chavitin does not come for an Avera, but a Minchas Chote does come for an Avera. And Basim Reche, it has a pleasant aroma, a Minchas, as opposed to a Minchas Chote, which does not. So Rishonim discuss why it does not, but it does not. And it says Mar Adrabba, no, I would have said Chavasab Le Rabuye, that it's more Mustafa that Minchas Chova should be entirely burnt like a minchas chavitin, because a minchas chov is more similar to minchas chavitin shekein isaron, that the shear is an isaron, siris ha'efa, flour, and not more than that, as opposed to minchas nedava. He could bring shish mesronim in a single kli if he wants on a minchas nedava. And chova, you have to bring the minchas chavitin, it's a chiyuv to bring a minchas chavitin, just like a minchas chote is a chiyuv, as opposed to minchas nedava, by its very definition, is not a chiyuv. So how do you know to compare the minchas nedava to the Minchas Chavitin and not the Minchas Chova to the Minchas Chavitin? Says Mar Hanach Nefishin. Yet there are more commonalities. We had two commonalities between the Minchas Chova, the Minchas Chavitin, three between the Minchas Nedava and the Minchas Chavitin. So we go with the one that had more commonalities. So good. According to Rabbi Lazar, we needed the pasuk to say Lo Se'achel by the Minchas Chote because the Shirayim are Holech Le'ibud and the Kalil Tiyah is not fulfilled about the Minchas chote, right? We don't do a kalil tiyah. So the Gemara explains, why doesn't it say lo se'achel? Why does it say rather lo se'achel, according to those shitos, that a minchas chote shel kohen also gets burnt? Meaning, if you assume that the whole thing gets burnt on the mizbeach, then how are you going to touch up lo se'achel? Just say kalil tiyah and I'll know it. V'rabbanan, hay kol minchas kohen kalil tiyah lo se'achel, my avdilei. What did the Rabbanan, who hold that the entire thing gets burnt on the mizbeach, what do they do with this pasuk that has this extra phrase of lo se'achel? They have something to do with it. Mibayilahu l'chadetanya. They use it for the following brisa, that it had it said only lo se'achel, I would only learn what it says in the parsha of Minchas Chavitin, which is the previous parsha. Elyona means higher up on the page of the Torah. B'chalil tiktar v'tachtona below se'achel, that the Minchas Chavitin is entirely burnt, and the other korbanos mincha v'kohen that are mentioned in the parsha are not eaten. There's nisra achila. Minayin litein es hamar shel zebezeh v'shamar shel zebezeh. How do I know that both categories, both the Minchas Chavitin and the other Minchas Kohanim, are entirely burnt, and there's a lo saseh to eat them? Tamalomer kalil kalil l'gzer shava. That's why we have kalil mentioned twice as gzer shava. Nemar kan kalil. It says by the every other mincha v'kohen, by this pasuk that we've been darshaning kalil v'nemar la'alan, and it says by the minchas chavitin kalil mal la'alan b'kalil tiktar afkan b'kalil tiktar. Just like by the minchas chavitin, it's entirely burnt. So too every minchas kohen is entirely burnt. Umakan, and just like by every other minchas kohen, where it says lo se'achel lite lo saseh al achilaso, we know that it's a violation of a lo sase to eat it. Af la'alan lite lo saseh al achilaso. So too by the minchas chavitin, there's a lo sase on eating it. So that is the end of the first topic of today's daf. Again, that is the shita of Rabbi Shimon. So we expand it. It's not just Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanan. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon has a third opinion, which is a compromise opinion. Where does everybody get what they get from the pasuk, and how do they derive it from pesukim? Fine. So now the Gemara says, by Ravina, a new topic. Kohen sha'achal min ha'emurin. Let's say a kohen eats from the emurin of the carbon. The emurin of the carbon are the parts of the carbon that's supposed to be burnt on the mizbeach. But this kohen decides he wants to eat from it. So mahu, did he violate some sort of iser? So Gemara says, yeah. What did he violate? Lav dezaros. He violated the iser of a zar eating kachim. I, the kohen, he's not a zar. So says Gemara, lav dezaros. Not that he violated. Lav dezaros lo kami bayli. There's no shaila. I have no suffix. He's for sure chayav on the lav of zarus, because even though he's not a zar, since this kachim is usher to, it's usher for him to eat, he is a zar legabe this kachim. Zar means that he's an outsider. So he's an outsider as far as the kachim that's supposed to be burnt on the mizbeach. The whole shaila is, did he also violate a lav based on this gezer shava of kalil tiyah that we just quoted? Or maybe we say that the din that has to be muktar is not a violation of this lav. It's just din that has to be muktar is the din that has to be muktar, but it's not a violation of a lav to necessarily eat it. So Amar Rav Aaron LeRavina, say he suggests, Tashma, I'll bring you a raya from the Brisa. The Tanya of Lazaromer, Kol Shu B'Chalut Yeh, Litein Lo Saseh Al Achilaso. Anything that's supposed to be burnt on the Mizbeach, there is a Lo Saseh Al Achilaso. So if a Kohen eats Emurim, he in fact violates a Lo Saseh of eating the Emurim. So he violates two things. He violates Nisr of Zarus, and he violates a Lo Saseh associated with Kalil Tiyah. Good, now we have a new mission. The mission is going to discuss which Karbanos are brought on the Mizbeach entirely, that the Kohanim get no part of it whatsoever, and which Karbanos the Kohanim get entirely and no part of it gets brought on the Mizbeach. So Minchas Kohanim, any Mincha that a Kohen brings, Minchas Kohen Mashiach, the Mincha that a Kohen Gadol is Makriv each and every day, the Kohen Gadol has to bring 12 Chalos from an Asir Seif of Solas that are made on a Machvas, and he's Makriv Machtzisan Beboker with the Tamid Shal Shachar, Machtzisan Be'erev with the Tamid Shal Ben Arbaim. That's what we've been referring to the whole time. That's called the Minchas Chavitin. It's the Chavite Kohen Gadol, it's also called. So over here it's called the Minchas Kohen Mashiach, but it's all the same thing. The special Mincha that the Kohen Gadol brings every day. Or Minchas Nesachim, a Mincha that's brought together with a Zevach, together with a Karban, all of these things, Lemizbeach, Ve'in Ben LeKohanim. They're burnt entirely on Mizbeach. Kohanim get no piece of such a Karban. U'bezei Yafa Koch Mizbeach, Mikoch Kohanim. And it's about these Karbanos that we would say that the Mizbeach gets the the upper hand on Kohanim. The Mizbeach get these entirely. Kohanim don't get any of it. But don't worry, we make it up to the Kohanim. When it comes to the Shtei Lechem, when it comes to the Lechem HaPanim, the Kohanim get the entire thing. The Mizbeach gets nothing. The Shtei Lechem comes together with Kivsei Atzeres, and part of the Kivsei Atzeres gets burnt on the Mizbeach, and the Lechem HaPanim gets brought together with Bezichei Levona, and the Bezichei Levona get burnt. Yeah, that's true, but we're talking about the Lechem itself. The Lechem itself is not at all brought on the Mizbeach. It goes entirely to Kohanim. Right? That's what Tos points out in Dibra Maskil Ubazeh, that there are things associated with them that are hooked on the Mizbeach, but they themselves, the Shtei Lechem and Lechem HaPanim, they're entirely for Kohanim. So says Gemara, V'su Lecha, you can't think of any other Korbanos that are brought entirely on the Mizbeach. V'yika Ola, what about a Korban Ola? Isn't that, you know, the very characteristic of a Korban Ola, that it's Kula on the Mizbeach, the whole thing is burnt on the Mizbeach? So it's really a little bit of a misconception. It's not entirely burnt on the Mizbeach. Ika Ola LeKohanim. By the Ola, there is a piece that the Kohanim get, and that is the hide of the animal, the skin of the animal. They would skin the animal before they burnt it after the Zrikas Dam, and they would give that skin to the animal. So it says, well, okay, but I still got another one. Ve'ika Ola Sa'of. What about an Ola Sa'of that's entirely burnt on the Mizbeach? Why doesn't the Tana mention that one? Because they don't skin a bird and give the hide to the Kohanim. See, Ika Mora Venutza. There are parts of the bird that are not brought on the Mizbeach. So since it's not entirely burnt on the Mizbeach, the Tana says that this is not an example of Yafa Koach HaMizbeach, that we take the feathers, the gizzard, whatever, different parts of the bird that are not burnt on the Mizbeach. But Ika Nesachim. What about Nesachim? Yayin that comes together with the Minchas Nesachim, that it's entirely on the Mizbeach. There's no Chelik L'Kohanim. Kohanim are not drinking the wine at all. So it just goes into the Mizbeach. It says Gemara, L'shisin Asli. It's put into the Shisin, and it's not burnt on the fire on the Mizbeach. So that's not considered a Chelik HaMizbeach, which is a very interesting idea. Meaning the Shisin are on the Mizbeach. You're pouring it down those pipes that are in the Mizbeach. But that's not called a Chelik HaMizbeach, because it doesn't stay. It goes down those pipes. It doesn't get burnt. It doesn't get finished on the Mizbeach. Umay Bezo. Why does the Tana have to say, oh, and this is where we see that the Koach HaMizbeach is greater? Sounds like he's coming to tell me that only in the cases of the Mishnah, that they're not Nechel HaKohanim, but other people eat them. L'chora, all these things that are Nechel HaKohanim are explicit in the Parsha. You don't need to be memayit them, that they're not included in those things that are Nechel HaMizbeach. Meaning, everything that Kohanim get to eat, the Torah tells us Kohanim get to eat them. So why does the Mishnah have to tell me, oh, and you should know that therefore other things Kohanim get to eat? La fuke mid Shmuel. It's coming to tell me not to say like Shmuel. Damar Shmuel, misnadev yayin, that Shmuel holds, if a person is misnadev to just bring wine on its own, the without a karban, mevio umezalfal gabi ishim, that you bring it and you sprinkle it little by little on the fire of the mizbeach. So kamash melon dilashis nazi. So that's what the Mishnah is telling us, that no, you don't. That only the things mentioned in the Mishnah get entirely burnt on the mizbeach. Shmuel cannot invent his own one that you get to bring entirely on the mizbeach, of being misnadev yayin. So misayel le Shmuel. So says the Gemara, maybe what the Tana says is a raya to Shmuel about a different din. Meaning, you're right, the misnadev yayin part, that's against Shmuel. But maybe there's something else that Shmuel said that is actually supported from our Mishnah. Damar Shmuel, a misnadev shemen. Shmuel said, if a person is misnadev shemen on its own without any karban, Komtzo, the Kohen is takes a kmitza and he's makted that kometz on the mizbeach. The shiur of nechalin and the shirayim get eaten by kohanim. So this shemen has a chelik on mizbeach, a chelik on kohanim, which is exactly like the sheet of the Tana in our Mishnah, that only the cases in the Mishnah, the only things that are entirely the mizbeach or that are entirely the kohanim, is what's mentioned in the Mishnah. So if a person is misnadev shemen, it can't be entirely the mizbeach. Shtei lechem lechem apanim. So we said shtei lechem lechem apanim are the only things that are entirely for Kohanim. Says Mar Vesulaka, there's nothing else that's entirely for Kohanim. Va'ika chatas ha'of. What about chatas ha'of that the Kohanim eat it and you're not makrav on the Mizbeach at all? Says Mar, what do you mean you're not makrav on the Mizbeach? Ika dama. The dama, the chatas ha'of absolutely gets put on the Mizbeach. That's where the kapara comes from. So va'ika log shemen shal mitzora. What about the log shemen shal mitzora that the Kohanim get to eat and it doesn't go on the Mizbeach at all? So ika matnosav. No, but there are the hazaos that were mazer from the log shemen. So it's not entirely eaten by the Kohanim. We're mazav from the shemen on the paroches, and we put the shemen, some of the shemen, on the oz and the bahonas yadav, bahonas raglav of the mitzvah, on the three spots. spots on his body, so it's not entirely eaten by Kohanim. So granted, it doesn't go to the Mizbeach, but it's not entirely for Kohanim either. Umay bazel, and why does the Tanna have to say, oh, bazel, yovakoh Kohanim, and we're being mimayed other things. Whatever's brought on the Mizbeach, the Torah tells us is brought entirely on the Mizbeach. What does the Tanna have to emphasize? So answering more, lafuki mandamar, shteyalachem abos b'fneatzman, l'sreifa asyan. This is to go against the shita that holds that when you bring the Shtei Alechem on their own on Chag HaShavuos without the Kibsei Atzeres, that they just get entirely burnt and that they're not eaten at all. So Kamash Mala, and that's what our Mishnah is telling me, not so. That with the Shtei Alechem, the Koach Kohanim is always going to be strong in the Shtei Alechem, even if that Shtei Alechem does not enjoy the benefit of being brought together with Kivsei Atzeres, still, just by virtue of there being the Shtei Alechem, it gets entirely eaten by Kohanim, and there is no din sreifa whatsoever on the Shtei Alechem. Okay, so we'll stop there, and Bez Hashem will pick up at the Mishnah tomorrow. Amen.